Bishop David Maxwell is on the leadership team for the Church of Greater Lansing. He has participated in Lansing Food Drop for several years. As a matter of fact, he had the opportunity to speak at last year's event day rally. Bishop Maxwell, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. We are partnering with your organization just to try and help you get the word out. For those of our listeners who haven't heard yet, tell us what the Greater Lansing Food Drop is.
Well, the Greater Lansing Food Drop is an effort by an amalgamation of about 40, 45 churches, and we are tasked with getting those churches together, raising funds, primarily during the Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve services at our various churches. We put those funds together, and we partner with the Greater Lansing Food Bank and purchase as much food as we can and try to feed as many people as we can, not just for a day, but to allow that food to extend sometimes for months so that for the month of, say, March, we're going to stamp out hunger at least for 2,000 families or at least 2,700 people. However, it's a matter of how those families are constituted. And our estimation is that we've reached over 2,700 people, 2,800 people for the last 3 years. This is our fourth year for our food bank, and we are excited about it.
Bishop Maxwell, this is an event that me and my family have taken part in all 3 years. We're looking forward to this year. And this is a project that not only will benefit people, because there are hungry people here that we're going to serve, but it will also help families really roll up their sleeves and get dirty.
Yes, it will. It does not just change the lives of the people that are benefiting from it, or at least getting the tangible substance of food. But I think equally as transforming is the families that participate in this. It allows us to manifest the true ministry of true Christianity, rather than just being internal Christians. We're now able to express that externally, and it is a cathartic experience to get in the brisk cold, load trucks, take those food items in the trunk of your car, and then to go to the several homes, many times having the opportunity to offer prayer, and many times going beyond the offering of prayer, giving witness to people, and on many occasions, seeing people accept Christ as their personal Savior. It is just a all-around event that is beneficial to everyone. And then the city, the community as a whole, replaces the atmosphere of the love of Christ. And that fourth Saturday in February is going to be a wonderful, wonderful spiritual day.
Bishop Maxwell, I can recall taking my family and taking these boxes, because you go right up to the front door.
Yes.
And I've seen some people whose means, they're struggling, and they didn't have a lot. And for my kids to be able to see that we were blessed was a good thing, but to see someone weep, someone invite you in and give you a hug who you didn't know because that food meant so much to them, there aren't words to express, how that affects children.
It affects children greatly. I mean, it's a transformative event. Of course, it's been a few years since I was a child, but I can recall acts of kindness or certain events in my life as a child. Acts of kindness that I saw take place, and these acts are part of my foundation, part of my moral value, part of my Christian ethic. And I am certain that certain things live with children forever in a positive way and help build and lay foundations for the Christian life in which they will in the future emulate and duplicate, not just our children, but the children that have the benefit of this. Many of the persons that we encounter have challenges within their home, within their community, They are at what is considered at-risk or underserved populations. And to see this kind of interaction is only a positive step toward bringing those persons off of being at risk and underserved to being a vital part of the solution for not just themselves, but for those that are around them.
All right, Bishop, before I let you go, for people who may need the help and want to receive the food, or for those who want to help, where can they go?
What we do, and you're going to have to help me because I'm trying to find my number, but we have a call-in number. And that call-in number, you're able to call to our call-in center to get your name on the list. What we do, we don't just allow you to come to the event, which is the 25th of February at Holt High School. We don't just allow you to say, come to the event, and then at that time, we just give out food. You have to pre-register, get your name on the list, and I'm scrapping for my paper to find that number, but there is a call-in number, and if I can get that back to you and have you announce that a little later on, and you will actually make this call-in and get your name placed on that list.
Well, I happen to have that phone number right here.
You know what? You have just bailed me out. That's what we call working together in Christ.
517-272-3820. If they call there, they can get more information.
They can call there and get more information. Of course, there's some. We're not trying to do a full-fledged investigation. If you need this, call that number. Our counselors will get right on it, get you on that list, find out how many families you have, where you're located. And someone from our Amalgamation of Churches will be there on that day.
All right, Bishop Maxwell.
Thank you.